This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A young man from Pembroke helped launch new elements of Travel in the Bluegrass and the URAG Edge Network this summer. Bryce Luttrell was a recipient of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation's internship grant this summer and says he's learned quite a bit with the Ag Edge.
I've met a lot of good people, and I've had an opportunity to see this kind of business and what goes on here, and there's a lot behind the scenes, yes. I'm majoring in marketing right now with a concentration in sales.
Luttrell says he had a chance to report on a variety of agriculture this year.
I've had a lot of opportunity to work with the Ag Network and expand that across the state, and just writing stories about agriculture, and it's been great. That was at the dairy giveaway in Hopkinsville. I got to visit a couple farms around the area, so...
Got to meet some of the antique tractor drivers here recently.
We did that.
Bryce grew up in the agriculture industry with his high school career molded by the FFA under the leadership of retired Hopkinsville High School agriculture teacher, Troy Good.
I was our president for our senior year, and I got to help out a lot there, and contests and stuff, you know, beef judging and dairy judging and speaking contests like that was really good door opener to stuff later in life.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.